male energy and a female energy.
Every human being.
Yeah. Has a male energy and a female energy. So I think then the person becomes complete when it is incongruence, right?
Incongruence.
Yeah. It has to be balanced.
Okay, go ahead. You ask me the question. What is the question?
So the question is that then why it is so that we feel that we are incomplete?
So your question is on the assumption that we are supposed to be complete when we are having two things inside.
They say this.
Who is they? Who is they? Who is they? Who is they?
Who is they?
Yeah.
I'm talking.
You said no, they say. You said they say, not who are they, I'm asking.
Okay, I have read in the book.
Which book?
This is coming from the energy we're talking about, yin and yang.
What is that ultimately? What are you
that
talking about?
That is a female energy and a male energy.
No, you're talking about which? Is yoga path or meditation or
no,
what?
Sir,
Chinese
meditation?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying, sir. It's a male energy and a female energy. So, male energy, female energy is there in a human being, right? Both the energies are there. So, what I want you to know from you is that when both the energies are there in equal proportion, then a person gets complete or
no. It's not like that. Essentially, I'm making a very, very, what do you call, Krantikari statement.
Huh?
Okay. It's not Krantikari, it's a fact, but it may be Krantikari for all of us when we are hearing now. Like when you are used to something and we see something else, it becomes revolutionary. But actually, it is a fact. But still, it is revolutionary because we are hearing for the first time. It may not be so difficult for you, but for men, it is difficult to hear and accept. The fact is that everybody is a female. Not physically, spiritually. Okay? That means everybody is supposed to be enjoyed by the Lord. The concept female has come, one who is enjoyed by the enjoyer. And the enjoyed one is passive and enjoyer is active. This is the usual concept. So by nature, because we are part and parcel of the Lord, all of us are by nature enjoyed. We are from the enjoyed category. The Lord is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram, Yagya Tapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, the supreme enjoyer of everything, and we are supposed to be the enjoyed ones. So our nature is female. By nature, the Atma, the soul, being enjoyed, it is female by nature. What you are talking about is the body, not the soul. Right? So let me first clarify what you said and make you understand what you actually said. So what you said is about the body only. Now when we come to when you come to the body has male hormones and female hormones. Okay, the very fact that men have nipples, right, breast nipples, if you give them more estrogen, the breast starts growing. That's what the eunuchs do. The eunuchs start injecting estrogens for them regularly and they develop breasts like females. And if females start getting male hormones, then they will start getting mustache and beard and all those hair will come on body, you know. And their female functions will cease to be, they will not ovulate, they will become, it's called hirsutism. There's a tumor or condition called HIRSUITISM, hirsutism. It's a medical disease, you know, where there are hormones secreted from tumor which makes the female cease to function as female and start growing male characteristics. So everybody has, even I have, predominance of testosterone, but also estrogen is there in me. But they are balanced, like it's minimal estrogen and maximum testosterone or male hormones, I guess. And you all have more of estrogen and less of testosterone. So when you become old, like menopausal or what, at that time the testosterone takes a superior position. That's why after 50 years, the ladies get here, hair, here, hair, here, start getting, you know, old ladies are having a lot of hair, That is because the female hormones go down and the male hormones start predominating. So there is nothing like completeness in body. Body is body. Whatever body is given to you is that. Some female bodies are also little male-ish, you know. You can know how masculine, or like you see that Serena Williams or Martina Navratilova. You know, they are or the runner P.T. Usha. They are a female body, but because of their activities and their desires and everything, they hardly very female things are there in their body. It's only they are running and you know, hardly anything is there in the body. They also have difficulty in conceiving and menses also. And there are men who are like, you know, femaleish. They walk like also female and everything. So there are many genders coming in between now. So there is nothing like completeness in this. The two things are already existing in you. There is nothing like completeness. You don't become complete by X, Y, Z things. Whatever you are, you are. Okay? If I am a man and I'm too much of a mannish man, then what I am is I am. If somebody is being a man but is a little womanish, he is what he is. We can't change the constitution. The constitution is in the hormonal system. So there is nothing like, as far as I know, there is nothing like completeness in any being. Our everything is incomplete only. Why? Because what we see is actually not the true thing. We see the sun as a disk in the sky. It is not so. We see the moon as a disk in the sky. It is not so. It is much, much bigger than what we actually perceive. What you speak about me in London, I can't hear here. So it is limitation is there. Right? In the old age, I get cataract, so I can't see anything. Or I get refractory number, so I can't see even I am young also. So our senses are incomplete only. And that's why our existence, as long as it is material existence, as long as we act and live separate from the Lord, it is incomplete only. It is like the finger which is on the ground, not on the body. So this finger I cut and I keep it here. The finger can never be complete. The finger will be complete only when it is attached to the body. The finger can't feed itself, finger can't do anything itself. But the finger is attached to the body and assists the body to feed the stomach, then the stomach will give nutrition to the finger. So finger has no meaning to its existence if it is not with the body. Right? Similarly, as long as we are separate from the Lord, we are incomplete. Like that finger out of the body. But when we unite with the Lord, you start becoming perfect. The process of becoming perfect and complete begins when we unite with the Lord. And uniting is not the end of the story. After uniting, you act on the platform of union. You know? You just don't join. After joining, the finger starts feeding the stomach, finger starts combing the hair and wearing the dress, buttoning the dresses. The finger is actively involved into the platform of union. Once it's united, then there are functions on the platform of union. Is that right? You don't just unite, you do something. You don't just get married. After marriage, you go to honeymoon, you buy dresses, you buy gifts, you eat together, and you so many things you do together. So it's not just marriage. Marriage is one platform. On the platform of marriage, you do so many more things. Then children come, and then you look after children, you grow them nicely, cultivate them nicely, you know, give them good background, good culture. So similarly, when the soul unites with the Lord in devotion, there are many activities the soul does. That is called seva, that service to the Lord. And still there is one more platform. One platform is union. Second platform is engagement in service. And third platform is perfection in service. And this concept is explained in scriptures in a very beautiful, scientific and detailed way. So the first platform of union, what I explained to you now, is technically called sambandha. Okay? Second platform of service is called as what? Abhideya. Abhideya is activity on the platform of union. That is service. And third platform is prayojana. Prayojana is called perfection in that service. When you are on the platform of perfection of that service with the Lord, which is based on platform of union, in the beginning, right? It is based on sambandha, then abhideya, and then prayojan. When you get perfected in that prayojan system or level, that time you become one in purpose with the Lord. You don't become one with the Lord, by the way. You become one in purpose. मतलब आपका हमारा पर्पस एक है. अभी हम लोग एक हो गए पर्पस में, मतलब दोनों का शरीर एक नहीं हो गया है. वी आर टू ओनली, बट नाउ आवर पर्पस इज वन. व्हेन यू गेट मैरिड यू बिकम वन इन पर्पस. नाउ आवर लाइफ इज टुगेदर. वॉट एवर वी डू विल डू टुगेदर. सफरिंग, एंजॉयमेंट, वॉट एवर वी डू नाउ विल बी डूइंग टुगेदर. सो वी कैन से वी आर यूनाइटेड इन पर्पस. सो ऑल ऑफ अस आर सपोज टू बिकम कंप्लीट बाय यूनाइटिंग विद द लॉर्ड इन पर्पस. And that purpose is love and service. He also loves you and serves you. And you also love him and serve him. It's not that key when he is enjoying, he doesn't serve you. He's not looking after you with giving water, food, this body. Body is looked after by him. He's given the body to you. Water is given to you. Food is given to you. So many things are given to you by God. Capacity of speech is given to you. Dance is given to you. You can plan. You can use your brain. You can do so many things, creative things. The Lord is already serving you. Even if you are disunited from Lord, the Lord is already serving you, even in the platform of disunion. That is His kindness. So when we realize this, then we unite with Him. And then when we unite with Him, we realize His love and love for us and compassion for us. And then we perfect ourselves in our service. At that time, it's a perfect combination. And that is a complete situation. So completeness is that. It's not physical. Physically you can never become complete. Because the body which is dying, how can it become perfect? How can it become complete? You want it to live. You want it to be always there. But it's not going to be with you. Even though if it is with you now, it is not in the same that you want it to be.
You, and then when you move up, I mean to say when you leave your body, then what that form is?
That form is spiritual body. What you have now is material body. What I have now is material body, which is dying, which is getting aged, which is deceased, and which is taking birth sometimes, and sometimes it is dying. This body is what we see now. All of us are sitting here. These forms are those bodies, which are dying, going to be one day, going to be dying. But originally, we have a spiritual body. That spiritual body is never dying, never taking birth, never aging, never getting diseased. It is in the same image.
Okay.
It looks the same. The Lord also in the spiritual world looks the same like you. Two hands, two legs, one nose, two eyes, two ears. But it doesn't age. This is aging. That is not aging. It doesn't get diseased there. It's getting diseased. Suppose the same form that you see now in me is not getting aged, is not getting diseased, is not dying, then it is spiritual. So it is said that man is made in the image of God, said in Bible. What does that mean? What form we have here, the same form Lord has. Animals are not made in the image of Lord. They have four legs, they are walking on four legs, they are horizontal in body. We are vertical in body, right? Our body is vertical, we walk vertically, not horizontally. And the snakes are going also horizontally. They are walking on the ground. They are reptiles. So, you got my point? So, this what we have here is also not remaining constant. You would like it to be 16 years old every time. I would like it to be 16 years old, full of energy, black hair, and all vigor, energy, everything is there. So, I want it to be remaining as it is. But it is not remaining as it is. It is just flowing with the time. And today it is 40, then it is 50, then it is 60, then 70. It is going to grow in its own speed. You can't do anything about it. And it's going to die one day. Maybe by disease, maybe by old age, maybe by accident. But it's going to die one day. So how can that be complete and perfect? What is going to give you pain and what is going to leave you one day, it can't be perfect. That is perfect which is going to remain with you constantly. So as soon as you leave this body, you attain your original body again. If you are perfected. Huh? If you are on that stage, I told you, three stages. If you complete those things, then you get that. Or again you get the same one again. You do not perfect it in your process. Then what will happen is you will come back again with a new set of body. It may be American, it may be European, or it may be Indian, or it may be African, or it may be animal. We don't know. It will just, you have to just accept it again. And again starts with the process again.
Your desire
Yes, your desire is bringing you back. That is the correct statement. The desire is the only thing which also makes you go through things what is happening now also. What you are now is a result of your previous desire. Exactly what you are now. All of us, not only me, you, animally, even animal, even a bird, every living entity, what's happening with it today is a result of its previous desire. And right now, by desiring in a particular way, you are deciding your next body. Right now, all of us are deciding our next body. Every one of us is designing our next body by what we think and what we do today. That is why it is said, beware of your thoughts. Because you are making your destiny by those thoughts. When those thoughts change by the company of scriptures or saintly people, then your actions will change. Then your destiny will change. It begins with thought process. Remember that. Nothing begins without thought. Even if you want to take lunch, there's a thought. Lunch lena hai. So if my baby and wife is in the hospital right now. So mujhe lunch lena hai. So I have to start thinking ki kahan lena hai. Kisi ko bolna hai tiffin bhejne ke liye. Ya Shetty ko bolna hai lunch bhejne ke liye. या स्पिरिचुअल केयर में बोलना है कि महाप्रसाद रखो या किसी और से शेयर करना है. द थॉट हैज टू बी देयर फर्स्ट ईयर कि आई हैव टू टेक लंच एंड देन आई विल एक्ट अकॉर्डिंगली. द एक्शन मे बी डिफरेंट बट द थॉट इज देयर एंड थॉट इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ माई एक्शन एंड आई विल ऑल्सो स्पीक इन बिटवीन कि लंच लेना है सेट्टी 12 बज गए हैं लंच भेज दो. सो आई विल थिंक देन आई विल स्पीक देन आई विल डू एंड दैट विल टेक माई डेस्टिनी. और डेस्टिनी कि मे बी आई विल बी हैप्पी विद द लंच और नॉट हैप्पी विद द लंच. दैट इज माई डेस्टिनी. बेस्ड ऑन दैट आई विल थिंक अगेन कि इवनिंग में दोपहर का अच्छा नहीं था सो इवनिंग में अभी मैं बाहर जाऊँगा मंदिर जाके गोविंदा में खाना खाऊंगा. दैट इज द नेक्स्ट थॉट ऑफ इज कमिंग इन माइंड द नेक्स्ट वर्ड्स विल बी देयर. आई विल फिक्स समवेयर कि मैं भी जाऊँगा वहाँ पर. दोपहर का बोर हो गया था बहुत शाम को जाऊँगा और वो खाना खाऊँगा जो मुझे खाना है. And then I'll sit in the train and take the bus and then go to Govinda's and order food and get some company. So thought is the beginning process. Now we have to go to the deep root and think how to change this thought.
But sir, suppose we think in this, we don't want to take birth again in the next life. That desire will come
true. That will come true only when you act on the platform. Very good question. Very excellent question, I'll tell you. This is an excellent question. See, when I think I want to eat, do I just sit there only? Or I have to act upon it? Is it that only by thinking I get food? So you know yourself, right? You want to have some beautiful hair. Now by sitting in the bed in the house in the morning, you will get beautiful hair? No, you have to go somewhere, talk something about it and somebody will guide you, go to this beauty parlor and they'll do this with you, it'll cost so much. And you still don't do anything, you just sit down there only. Will anything happen? No. When you act, your desire will be fulfilled. So if your desire is not to come back again and not to suffer in the material world and go to spiritual world, you have to act on that desire. It is not just going to be just by desire it will happen. It will never happen. If you desire and don't act upon it, you know what does that mean? What does that mean? You desire, but you don't act upon it. What does that mean?
Meaningless.
No, what does that mean? Suppose you desire that you want to go to Ladakh for your May vacation with your family. And you don't do anything about it.
That means you are not taking efforts for that. You are not taking efforts for that.
No, that means you don't have faith in what you are thinking about. You are not convinced about what you are thinking.
But then when you have strong faith that yes, you want to.
Then you will do it, na? So, yes, no, it will not come automatically. You will have to make it come in front of you. You will have to go to the station and buy ticket. Station will not come to your house.
Not that way. What I need to say over here is that if my strong desire is there, right? So definitely that circumstance would be there in front
of you. No, automatically it will not come. You have to create the circumstances. It's like if I am hungry, today I am not going to like lunch at home. I can't sit in my office and say lunch. And lunch will not come there. I'll have to do something, make phone calls, contact Ravi, contact Shetty, or I have to go to the cafeteria, find out what's happening there, what is the menu today there, and accordingly I will talk to Vaidehi and say, 4th floor pe kya ban raha hai, let me have that one. So I have to create my environment, then it will come in front of me. It will not come automatically. I have to act. Without acting, that favorable atmosphere which I need to eat will not appear in front of me. I have to make it happen. You have to act. It may be by the mercy of the Lord, but you have to act first. Please understand. Without you acting, the Lord will not respond to you. Even if it is, I give a material example of eating and everything, or hair, or some picnic or something. But spiritually also, if you want to go back to God, if you are having a desire, okay, I want to go back to God, as he said, you have to act upon it. Then only it will happen. You can't just say, I thought about it and I desired. The Lord should provide whatever I desired. It's not going to happen. You have to prove the Lord what you think you are convinced of by your actions.
Some things are not in our control. Just like he, I want
but you keep effort now. But you keep effort or not?
It is not able to possible. It is not possible.
But you keep doing efforts now.
Yeah.
Like that squirrel, she desired to assist Lord Ramchandra in making the bridge. And you may say she didn't have capacity. There is no capacity for her, like Hanuman. Hanuman had a desire to serve the Lord and he had capacity, so he was lifting mountains. She had a desire to serve the Lord in Setu and she had no capacity. But what she did? She kept on trying. And because of that, Lord accepted her service as much as Hanumanji. Another best example I'll give you of that squirrel, of that sparrow, whose eggs were stolen by the ocean. She laid the eggs and she went, and the ocean just came and took the eggs away. Now she said, I want the eggs back. That is her desire. Now she said, I want the eggs. Then she sat down on the tree crying, I want my eggs. Eggs wouldn't have come. And neither she has the capacity to do. How she can get the eggs from ocean back? So what she did? She said, whatever it is, I will start emptying the ocean right now. In a small beak, she'll fill water and go away and put it. Small beak. The ocean started laughing, 50,000 lifetime also you can't do this, complete this job. And she started laughing. But looking at her sincere efforts, Garuda's attention was attracted. Garuda said, this sparrow is working so hard. Let me go and help her. So she attracted higher powers by her actions, not by desire, by her actions. And what made her do actions? Conviction. Ki mujhe ocean ko khali karna hi hai kisi bhi halat. Eggs chahiye hi chahiye. She was convinced about her desire. She didn't say ki, maybe may not be, I'll lay another eggs. I'll find another husband and put new eggs. What to speak of old eggs? Forget about it. Mila toh achha hai, nahi toh mila. Aisa nahi tha. She wanted those eggs only. And because of the conviction that she wanted, she acted upon that. And when she acted upon that, insufficiently, her action was absolutely no power. But her action with determination attracted higher powers. An ocean was threatened by Garuda. I will empty you in one beak only. In one beak I will drink you and finish you off. So ocean immediately gave the eggs back. So like that, it may appear like sparrow only to you. How will I go back to God? It is impossible for me. But you start acting upon it. Start working upon immediately. Start proving the Lord, I want you. Then the Lord's higher power will bless you. So mercy is there. Mercy will come to you only when you act. When you prove the Lord, then the Lord will give hand to you immediately. Samudra mein samjho, sab log doob rahe hain. 50 log doob rahe hain. Boat se gir gaye. Aur wo tire fek raha hai. But you are not going on tire. You are just struggling to save yourself. He said, hold the tire. Come up, I'll pull you. But he's just struggling to on his own only. But an intelligent boy is just holding the tire. He has acted upon it by holding tire. After that, the person is acting upon it. He has done his action. Then he will stop action only or to hold on and he will get pulled. So we have to do that only. We have to go to that level. Tire is already there in the form of Guru's mercy. You have to hold on it. Once you do the action of holding on it and keep holding on it. After holding once, don't leave it. You have to keep holding on it. Then you'll be lifted by the Lord. So her question also is right. then mercy factor is there. But how do you get mercy factor? By your actions, na? What will prove the convince the Lord to give mercy to you? Your actions, that you want it. I just cannot sit down without not having it. I want it, I want it, and I want it. That desire that you have, which is coupled with your actions out of conviction, will attract the mercy of the Lord. Ultimately, you have to get the mercy. But also you have to qualify for the mercy. Mercy is not freely available. It is mercy. By nature it is free, but still you have to reach it, na? Somebody tells you that you have to only give 1 rupee and there is 1 crore rupees waiting for you in church gate. That message is given to you. And you give 1 rupee here and you sit here only. Will you get 1 crore rupees? No, you have to get down this building, take half day leave, take a rickshaw, go to Mira Road station, buy a ticket in the queue, take a train, go to church gate, from there take a shared taxi and go to further ahead and show your token and get that 1 crore rupees. But by sitting over here, you will not get 1 crore rupees. Although facility is available to you, card is with you. So action is required or not? You have got visa to go to America. But to go to America, you have to buy a ticket. Process ke bina nahi hota hai, kuch bhi nahi hota hai. Process is the most important thing. You have bought a cloth and you want a dress. There is a process required to stitch the dress. You go to tailor, stitch, and then it will. You may have a best cloth in the world, it's lying in the cupboard, but can you wear it? No. There is a process of stitching, then only you can wear it. Mere ghar mein bahut kapde pade hain 3 saal se. Every day I open the cupboard and I think ki, I should go to tailor now. But I'm not going because I'm not enough convinced that I want to stitch it. That's why 3 years are gone. It's still lying in the cupboard only. It's actually practical proof I'm giving you. There are so many pant pieces, so many shirt pieces are, and kurta pieces are lying there. Bought very nicely, you know, by good choice and good time. We have spent together in market and we have already kept it in the cupboard. But it's getting stacked there only. I'm not getting time to. If I was convinced, I will find time and go and stitch it. But I'm not convinced enough. Hai kapde bahut sare, itna kuch. Nothing is hindering my process of wearing clothes, no. Chal raha hai. But the day will come that, you know, something will happen and my all clothes will get spoiled. Suppose barish se pani leak hota hai aur sare kapde kharab ho jate hain, to I will just take half day and go to tailor and give 4 shirts, 4 pants and 2 kurtas together only. So conviction. Why we all are making different progress to the Lord? Because everybody's level of conviction is different. Everybody's level of wanting the Lord is different. You may want the Lord, theek hai, Lord is there now. And somebody may say, I want the Lord in my life. I'll trade anything in life, sacrifice anything. I want the Lord. Then you will be progressing faster. How much you want it? It's like you desired, I want to go back to God. You know? In this life only, I don't want to come back again. It's a very good desire. But how much convinced you are will be proved by your actions, what you are doing. And result will be accordingly. The progress that you make in spiritual life is depending upon your conviction and your actions. And that's what we call as sadhana. Sadhana means a format of actions. That means we chant, then we read, then we go to temple, then we do service, then we put tilak, and we don't eat certain things, we fast. We go to holy places, we go to temple, hear lectures, we go accept initiation, take Gurudev, hear his instruction, become obedient to the instruction, follow the instructions, and regularly keep doing the same things. With full determination. Then you will see there is advancement, there is some realization, there is some experience, there is some wonderful things that you experience in life, which further pushes you to go ahead. So it's the process. You can't just say, you know, doctor banna hai. You don't do anything. You have to study for exams, find out what colleges are there, which exams are available, which are bona fide exams, which will give you admission to which colleges, which are good colleges, what rank I have to get, plan everything, study everything. So action has to be there. Because of bad association. Because of wrong association. Suppose you want to become a doctor and you want to appear for entrance exam, and you are accompanying, I mean, you are having company of similar kind of students who are having the same desire and who are giving the same exams, and you are always together and studying and studying and studying. So what will happen? Your desire of becoming a doctor will be maintained, rather it will increase also. Suddenly you meet your village boys, friends, you know, village girlfriends and boyfriends, they come to meet you and they say, chalo ghumne ke liye, hum log chutti pe aaye hain gaon se, Rajasthan se, chalo ghumne jate hain, and you go with them and start going to seashore, start going to your village and having time, then what will happen? Your desire to become doctor will reduce and you will think, abhi mereko unke saath mein kuch karna hai. So company will intensify your desire or will dilute your desire. You have to keep your company accordingly. You cannot just keep any company in the world because you have company like that.
But sir, if desires are there and if money is not there, then...
No. Money is a, kya kehte, tool. It's a tool. Tool or what you call provision, you can say. You may require many, many things. But suppose you don't have money, and if you give it up, no money is there, what I can do? I'll give my example to you. I was supposed to go to IIT. And my father said, I have no money. And I said, kya karne ka bhi? No money. So I just went to medicine. Afterwards, I came to know ki there are scholarships available. I could have gone to various institutions, applied for scholarships. I had good marks, I had good everything. I had all qualifications to get all scholarships. But I didn't go only because I didn't know only. I didn't have anybody to tell me ki, arre, go to this trust, they will give you full scholarship. Books also will be given to you. They will be everything for you. Your education will be free of charge. So money is not there, but if I had known and I had done efforts, then I would have got free education, I would have been in IIT. So these are resources. Resources doesn't stop you. You may not have resources, but you have desire and you have conviction, you are trying hard, resources will come. As you said, environment, resources will appear, but not automatically. Only after your efforts they will come. Apne apne hota hai wo. You have to make it happen, then it will happen. So efforts, what we have in hand ultimately in life is power to do efforts. Success and failure is in Lord's hand. But power to do efforts are always there with you. You cannot say, I can't do effort only. What is there? See, ghar bhi achcha nahi hai, books bhi nahi hai padhne ke liye. Kya kare? Dost bhi achche milte nahi hai. Main jhopdi mein rehta hoon, to kidhar medical ke log milenge? Aisa kuch nahi hota hai. You will find your company, you will find your resources, you will find library, you will get books from library free of charge, everything will be available to you. You have to be determined in your efforts. And that will be always there with you. There are so many examples who are like poorest people, ultimately they become IAS officers and they became from Jhopatpatti, from Dharavi, they became, there are so many examples are there, no? Become world famous scientists and all. So you can't say resources is the hindering factor. It's so one of the things, you know, it may not be there, may be there, but you will always lead. Like whether he wanted to write article in newspaper. And she just tells her husband, ki Mr. Nawati, I want to write in Lok Sabha. And she sleeps after that. Next day again tells her husband, I want to write in newspaper. And again she sleeps. Ever article will come in the paper? No, it will never come in the paper. She has to find some contact somewhere, some friend, something. Husband will guide her and she has to write something on paper first, make some design and some decor of writing something, subject matter of writing, what is going to be most wanted article for children, this and that. She'll make the articles ready, then some sources, and one say one source, second, third source, fourth source, and then it will appear na? On television and on Lok Sabha also and in the other magazine also. So in your day-to-day life also, you all are convinced that how desire, determination and actions are important. You are yourself proving, all of you, by your desire, determination, conviction and action. Your life is an example of that, but you forget it when it comes to Lord. And Bhagwan ki baat aate hai na, to sab bhul jate hum log. Jo hum log duniyadari ke liye karte rehte na, to Bhagwan ke baare mein karne ko bhul jate. But the same formula applies here, you have to understand. Same formula applies here. You are the same person, your capacity to effort is same, your resources are same, everything is same. Process also is same. But you have to act on it. That's why it is said that we are so systematic when it comes to material life. And we are most unsystematic when it comes to spiritual life. When you want to buy gold, you will ask 50 people. which is the right candidate for gold, where it is to be purchased, what is the right rate for that, where to go, how to test it, sab puchenge aap. When your marriage of daughter comes, you will do that. When it comes to God, some uncle said something, some grandpa said something, somebody Baba has given something, वो सबका मिला के खिचड़ी बनाते हैं एंड दैट इज माई वे ऑफ गॉड. वे आर मोस्ट अनसिस्टमैटिक, नथिंग साइंटिफिक वी डू वेन इट कम्स टू गॉड. माई अंकल सेड समथिंग तो दैट इज बिकम्स योर रिलीजन. एंड समबडी सेड सम वेयर आई वॉज वन टाइम वॉक इन द विलेज, सम बाबा सेड समथिंग इन द लेक्चर, दैट इज सम रेफरेंस इज देर इन दैट. एंड इट्स लाइक दैट, यू गो टू नासिक एंड बाबा इज देयर, ही विल गिव वाटर टू यू, यू ड्रिंक इट एंड यू बिकम गॉड रियलाइज्ड. दिस इज गॉड ओनली, एवरीथिंग इज फाइन. When you want to learn even motorcycle na, or you want to learn driving, you will go to a bona fide training school, you will find out whether they will give really license to you or not, are they bona fide, are they licensed themselves, do they have good cars to teach you, do they have good, everything we will find out. Is it safe to send your daughter alone to teach, learn, also you will find out. So for motor training driver or training school, you are so vigilant and so systematic, and you want to find God and you are like anything is all right for you. Is it possible? How does it work?
Very material life, the effects are immediately
seen. Ah.
And that is why people are going after that. You are not to wait and...
It is like this, madam. Even in the material life, na, you want to buy artificial jewellery, it is very easy for you. You want to buy true jewellery, it's difficult for you. But if you are determined you want true jewellery only, then you will work hard. Na. And you also be patient. Okay, mere ko gold ka jewellery banane ka hai. I know it will take 1 lakh rupees. Imitation jewelry in 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 500 rupees. Bentex jewelry also will get. Bentex ka bolte usko? So hota hai na Bentex ka. So 1000 rupees mein acha shining milega. But you are determined to buy a real jewelry. You will wait till you earn 1 lakh rupees. Go to a right shop. Be patient and buy it. So here, material life is easily available. Na? Results are easily available. But you want God, na? You have to wait. Because you are wanting God, you are not wanting something cheap thing on the road. You are wanting the supreme most things thing in the world. So you have to wait. Abhi, you go to school and it is easy to become SSC. But you want to become doctor, then you have to wait, na? 5.5 years. Or you want to become MSc nurse. How many years?
2 years.
MSc nurse from SSC, I am asking. Ah, fair? So many years you are spending to become, how many years you spend in becoming a dietitian?
Seven years.
Just see. So you have to wait. Now you are when you are getting immediate results in the material world, at the same time you are also waiting for something higher also. You yourself are waited so many years. And what if you want to become director of nursing education of government of Maharashtra? You know how many years you have to wait? Till you are 60 years of age, you have to wait maybe. And, but we all are waiting, no? Waiting. Determination, aram se wait kar rahe till they go to that post. So good things are coming out today. Patience, determination,
action.
Conviction, action. These are all spiritual points. These all are required. They are not available in colleges, not available in shops, not available in the market. You have to procure it within yourself by your own desire and conviction. It will come.
Prabhuji, one thing more. To discuss according to our desire, next time, someone can think that I am enjoying, let me enjoy. When the death comes, then come.
So he said that his question is that now let me enjoy and then at the end of my life I will desire. No. That I want God.
Sir, connection with the same question.
Ah.
We desire at the time of death that some not desire, or you say something we think about our cat or dog or something like that. Then we'll get the next cat or dog. Then our action was not there enough for that desire. Something.
But your actions have led you to think about the dog, my dear madam. Don't forget that. How all of a sudden the dog's cat thought will come to your mind? It will only come by your actions. See, abhi you are married now. You have a husband. Couple of years back, you are alone in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Na? You are not married. You are Kumarika Kamalakshi, right? Sorry. Giving a practical example to her. So now, there will be maybe 30-40 years before you die. And you will be bond with your husband, right? So these actions will make you think of your husband at the moment of death. There is some action na behind it. You will not just off the beat think of Mr. Sakalkar. Yes, there have been number of years with him which will make you think of him, oh, where is my husband? I am dying. Like that. So quiet thought also will not come by chance like this. You must be having that cat with you, and you must have auto attachment, and cat must be kissing you every day, and you must be kissing the cat every day. Then you think of the cat. If you are attached to something, that will come to your mind at the moment of death. So what you develop your attachment to in this life will determine what you will think at the moment of death. Sabka reason hai piche. Suddenly I will not think of jo lunch lena hai. No, my hunger will tell me ki lunch lena hai. Or yesterday I had jalebi, so that will tell me ki go to that hotel again today. Something I have done in the past which will lead me to today's thoughts. So it's all circular. Desire, actions. More strong desire, more strong actions. It's like that. Suppose if I desire to eat jalebi and I do efforts and I get excellent first class jalebi, Kesarwala jalebi made in ghee in one shop, that will make me ki abhi mereko kal bhi wahi jana hai. And I will take you also with me, take her also with me, you also come with me. Best jalebi in the world. And we enjoy all four together again with that best jalebi. Again next year also we will go there. So what I am saying is, when the desire will keep on becoming stronger and stronger, Shankar, by the actions that you do. So like he said, I will keep enjoying now. And in the end of life, I will think about the Lord. But will that thought of the Lord will come to you? No, it will not come. Whatever you are attached to, you will remember. Again, it will go back to the same formula. It is somewhere there in the table of our Rima Gadri. Or your near your table. There is something was put by our previous steno. Her name was Kalpana. Kalpana Dhuri. It was mentioned that, watch your thoughts, because they will become words. Watch your words, because they will become actions. Watch your actions, because they will become habit. Watch your habits, because they will become character. It's all sequence. Right? So what you get attached to is what you do again and again. What you are spending time with again and again, you're being attached to, and that you remember. Once I get the best jalebi, I get attached to that. And again it will come to my mind by thoughts ki mujhe khana hai wapas. Or I go to, she went to vacation somewhere in Himalaya, somewhere in the middle of the barf you went, you know. So now she says ki are wapas jana hai udhar. Yeah, something like that I want to go again. That means in the process of your action and desire, you became attached to that something that you experienced. And you want to take it again now. It's like that. So don't think that just because you keep on enjoying, you will remember something else in the end. No, you will only remember that what you have been enjoying the whole life. If you are attached to money and throughout the life you work with money, in the end, sure shot, money will come to your mind. If you have only looked at opposite sex and whole time your mind was always acting upon that field, then that will come to your mind. In the whole life, Sharad Pawar, agar aap marenge, to kya mujhko man mein vicharega, chal mujhe chalo. If Sharad Pawar dies today, what may be, I'm not claiming what will be in his mind, but what could be in his mind today?
Prime Minister
banna hai usko, baba. आप भूल जाते हो उसको बार बार. Yeah, he has been working to become Prime Minister for years now. So maybe if he suddenly dies, he may think, अरे Prime Minister नहीं बना मैं. एक रह गया मेरे life को.
So he become next
Prime Minister. Yes. I'll tell you whether he'll become or not. If his actions are conducive for that, next time he may become. It is like deserving nature and desire. You may desire and you should become deserving by your actions. Then you will become. So, it's not only desire. At the moment we are desiring to become Prime Minister in India today also, you know. Then Gadkari is desiring, Narendra Modi is desiring, you know, Lal Krishna Advani was desiring, then he failed in desiring only, then he retired. Then so many people are desiring, Jyoti Basu was desiring. And Mamata Banerjee was desiring, Mayawati is desiring, there are so many candidates there. But still, only one will become, because one is deserving. Somehow he becomes deserving by the situations, whatever you say, by actions, by intelligence, by crookedness, by political nature, whatever. So whether he'll become next year or not, or it'll take 10 lifetimes for him to become Prime Minister, that time will prove. But desire will lead him there. He will keep working on that only, if your desire is fixed.
So if you... Still
that desire will remain with him. Yes, because mind, body, intelligence will be always with you. Na? Mind, intelligence, ego will be traveling with you. So the same mind will carry on next life. This body will change, but the mind that you have will carry with all his desires with you.
That is the reason so many lives we take.
It's a sequence. It's a continuity. It is not something which is breaking now in between. It's a process of sequence.
So if that desire is fulfilled, then some other desire...
Other desire will come. I'll give example. Simple example I'll give you. Suppose I had a desire to eat jalebi. I go to eat jalebi. But by the way, by eating jalebi, I see barfi also there. Samosa also there. अरे मीठा हो गया बिल्कुल नमकीन होना चाहिए तो है क्या हाँ समोसा इज देयर पानीपुरी ऑल्सो इज देयर नेक्स्ट वीक सो दैट्स हाउ द डिजायर्स मल्टीप्लाई बिकॉज दिस वर्ल्ड इज फिल्ड विथ ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ एन्जॉयमेंट एक ही बात नहीं है दुनिया में देयर आर मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ एन्जॉयमेंट एंड यू वॉन्ट टू ट्राई एवरीथिंग आउट डू यू गो एवरी डे एवरी टाइम टू द प्लेस ऑफ आइस ओनली स्नो ओनली नो समटाइम्स यू गो टू साउथ समटाइम्स यू गो टू नॉर्थ यू हैव डिजायर टू ट्रैवल सो यू You have variety. You can go to London, you can go to Switzerland, you can go to Europe, you can go to Australia, you can go to Kullu Manali, you can go to Kerala maybe. So there are so many, and there's unlimited objects are there. You can't say ki sab dekh liya abhi. Aisa hota hai kabhi? No, there are so many more things to see also. So desires will go on multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. So what is the conclusion? That in the material world, you can never get satisfied. Never there will be a situation you say ki abhi pet bhar gaya. नहीं कभी भी नहीं दैट्स वाई वी आर एडवाइज्ड बाय सेंटली पीपल रिनाउंस गिव इट अप इट विल नॉट बी एंडिंग एनी टाइम इट्स अन एंडिंग स्ट्रगल ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट यू विल नेवर बी से नाउ आई एम सेटिस्फाइड नाउ आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी थिंग आई एम फुल्ली सेटिस्फाइड ऐसा नॉट इट विल नॉट कम ऑन द मटीरियल प्लेटफॉर्म दैट स्टेज विल नेवर कम It will be always wanting. So what is the danger in wanting and desiring? His question was, let me enjoy now. What is the danger in that desire of enjoyment now? That desire of enjoyment will multiply and harass you. So when that unwanted, unfulfilled desires are there, they will haunt you at the moment of death. Not the desire that you had to meet the Lord. At the end of life, when you will come in this process of enjoying, and you think, I will think of the Lord in the end. No! Those unfulfilled desires will overwhelm you and make you want that you are enjoying and not the Lord that you thought theoretically I will do. It will not happen in practice. What you do whole lifetime, maybe you will be attached to that. And maybe that you will remember in the end. So try and make the Lord the only attachment in your life. When is that? Now. Not that time. Then you have hope that I will... Maybe I will be able to remember him that time if I whole life practiced to remember him.
So when we practice this, that means we can renounce?
Automatically we will renounce. When the child is having a dirty toy and getting loose motions, so what we do? We show him a better toy, attractive toy. So what the child will do? Drop this and pick this up. He will not... He only has two hands, so he cannot hold four toys. If he wants to hold that attractive toy, so drop this toy. So what is happening? He is renouncing that toy unknowingly by attaching himself with a better toy. Similarly, when we give up this dirty toy of material enjoyment, only by taking the bigger toy of Krishna, a Supreme Lord. आर्टिफिशियली यू कांट से गिव दिस अप गिव दैट अप गिव दैट अप चाइल्ड को बोलने का ये टॉय खराब है इससे आपको मोशन हो रहा है थ्रो इट अवे द चाइल्ड विल बी नेवर एबल टू थ्रो अवे यू हैव टू गिव हिम अ रिप्लेसमेंट देन यू विल नॉट नो ऑल्सो की हैज थ्रोन अवे यू हैव सीन यू हैव स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन एट होम यू हैव सीन ना ऐसा दिखाएंगे ना तुरंत फेंक देगा उसको पकड़ेगा सेम थिंग विद अस द वे आर लाइक चिल्ड्रन ओनली इन फ्रंट ऑफ गॉड There is a lot of enjoyment is available. Mind is going on everywhere. So he is saying, see this, this is better enjoyment. So you have to be first convinced that this is better enjoyment. Then you look there, and when you hold it, automatically this is gone from your hands. This is how you trick your children, na? If you want to take away something from him, what do you do? You show something to him which is better than that. You all have done that, madam. Please understand it. I am not telling anything new to you. You all have done those things in life. To make your child give up something, you have to give him something attractive and higher than the lower thing. Then he will immediately hold that. In process of holding, what happens is, automatically he has given up the lower thing. So don't be artificial in saying, give this up, give money up, give this up. No. Get attached to a higher thing. Automatically lower thing will fall from you. I also have to speak nice things to keep you awake in the class. Otherwise what will happen? You will go to sleep. If I have to prevent you from sleeping, in other words, I have to make you renounce your sleep. Then I have to give you a higher enjoyment in my speech, you know. Then you will stay awake. If I say, don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep, you will keep falling sleeping. But if I speak something which is automatically, you will not even know, okay, I didn't sleep today. How I didn't sleep today? Otherwise all classes I sleep. Today I didn't sleep. Same principle. We are always looking for higher things. And the highest thing is the Lord. And you have to get attached to that highest thing. When you get attached to the highest thing, automatically you will be able to renounce all the lower things. You don't have to separately work on renunciation. Renunciation will be an automatic process. Last thing before we go, there is something called as bhakti. When we accept bhakti in our life, that is devotional life. She has two children. What are the two children? Knowledge and renunciation. So when you adopt bhakti in life, automatically you will get knowledge and you will develop vairagya. So they are two natural children of bhakti. If you have knowledge and vairagya, that means you have bhakti. If you don't have knowledge and vairagya, I can assure you that you don't have bhakti. So it is like that. Very simple. If the room is cool and windows are closed and it is summer, still the room is cool. I know, AC is on. It's like common sense. So if I see you, you have a lot of knowledge about soul, spirituality, and you also are very simple and renounced. A lot of vairagya is in you. I have to conclude you have bhakti. And if you want knowledge and renunciation, you must go for bhakti. By the knowledge, by the power of your understanding, you have to go to devotional life. So automatically you will become free from all the attachments. Because you will have a higher attachment. That is the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hari Bhav.